Hello and welcome to the IWA podcast. I'm Jess Blair and I'm joined today by David Torrance. David is a writer, broadcaster and journalist. Thank you for joining me.
That's all my pleasure.
I want to discuss with you the first stage of the IWA Constitutional Convention, where we ask what the role of the UK is. What do you think is important that is the same in every part of the UK?
I suppose looking at models, federal models, confederal models around the world, it's generally understood that sort of core reserved functions, UK-wide functions, would be defence, foreign affairs, macroeconomics, currency, and interesting there, even the SNP agreed on that point, and some sort of shared welfare function. I think it's quite difficult to, especially in quite an integrated welfare state, to devolve that completely, but it's certainly possible to have more cooperation.
The recently published draft Scotland Bill takes the first kind of incremental steps at making welfare different in one part of the UK. What do you think the implications of that are? Where does it stop?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And interestingly, actually, a sort of steady accretion of welfare powers to the Scottish Government, the Scottish Parliament, predates this process. It's been going on for quite some time. This is certainly a much more radical step. Well, the Smith Commission's view is that the pensions can't really be touched. They see that as an important UK-wide function. But the compromise they've reached is this idea of supplementary benefits. So the idea that there is a sort of base level of job seekers' allowance and so on, but if the Scottish Parliament and Government want to supplement those, then they'll have the power to create additional payments and alter certain welfare payments and so on. And that, to me, is a sensible compromise. Where does it end? The general pattern of this sort of activity would suggest that over time the Scottish Parliament and indeed other devolved legislatures in the UK acquire even more welfare powers. But I think there will always be, for as long as Scotland's part of the UK, some sort of baseline UK-wide function.
So what should be different in each part of the UK? What goes to each nation's identity and policy and ideology?
Well, a lot that's already devolved and has been for the past nearly 16 years. So education, health, transport, justice in Scotland's case. Obviously it's different in Wales. But I don't think we ought to be too prescriptive. I mean, I think it's too much to say that certain things have to be devolved and certain things have to be reserved. I mean, the UK and the component parts of the UK are also different in terms of history and culture. That inevitably there'll be variation. And again, that is a feature of other similar constitutional models across the world. Very few are absolutely uniform.
We've previously discussed the first kind of incremental steps of devolving welfare, but I really wanted to come back to the Scotland Bill and ask, where's the line in the sand for the UK government? Where does devolution end?
I think the line in the sand for them is the idea that somehow all of welfare can be devolved, and that linked to pensions and big sort of UK-wide areas there. And I think for two reasons. Unionists of the UK government see that as a step too far, and they see it as de facto independence. And secondly, for the more technical aspect, that once you get into what is at the moment quite an integrated UK-wide welfare state in terms of pensions and benefits, it's quite difficult to unpick that. And it gets to the point, as I think a lot of people who worked on Smith discovered, that if you devolve certain things, it becomes more expensive, or the cost of doing it outweighs any potential saving. And therefore, it all becomes much too complex and expensive, and it wouldn't, crucially, achieve the sort of policy outcomes, say, the SNP in Scotland want to achieve.
So it's not about politics, it's about administration and bureaucracy.
It's a bit of both. As I say, they see the entire devolution of welfare as a step too far.
Yeah.
At the same time, they also see it as a logistical nightmare.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining me, David, and thank you for listening. You can join the debate on Twitter with the hashtag IWA Convention, or take part in the debate on our website, iwaconvention.co.uk.